Sculpture number 5, Cayley Deer Park.
As already mentioned, it was the Fawkes family that were given the Danefield estate in 1783. This period was significant in the history of the British countryside, whereby the opposite of wealth distribution seemed to be taking place. The richer you were, the more land you were given. Perhaps this was because the wealthier families had the greatest means to look after land. Most of the stone walls seen today would date back to the times of these enclosures, as private landowners sought to create boundaries around their land. People would have needed written permission to walk through the Danefield estate or collect firewood, and at one time had to pay a toll at a hut near the Holbeck Gate entrance on Leeds Road. The Fawkes family of Farnley Hall also came into possession of a building called Cayley Hall and associated land that stretched up to where you're standing now. Cayley Hall was an impressive house built in the early 1500s on land near the River Wharfe below the Danefield estate. By 1820, this area of the Danefield estate was surrounded by tall stone walls and is shown on some maps as Cayley Deer Park. It was stocked with several species of game, including red and fallow deer, zebras, goats, wild boar and axis deer. Cayley Hall was probably used as a hunting lodge at this time by the Fawkes family. There's a map held at the White House that shows the location of where the last wild boar was shot. When the Leeds Road was built in 1840, it separated Cayley Hall from the rest of the deer park and led to the main hall finally being demolished in 1964. Due north of here, you can take a short detour along a track that runs down to the site of the gamekeeper's cottage, where the Friends of Shevin Forest have recently carried out some clearance to expose the building's foundations and erect an interpretation panel. The following advertisement appeared in the Leeds Mercury on December the 11th, 1819.
Wanted immediately as park keeper, a middle-aged, sober, steady man who perfectly understands the care and management of deer. A married man without family would be preferred, as he will have a house in the park. No one need apply whose character and qualifications in every respect will not bear the strictest inquiry.
This leads us to believe that the keeper's cottage was most likely built sometime in 1819 and first occupied in 1820. The only illustration of the cottage that's known to exist is a painting done by the late Reginald Rawling, a copy of which can be seen by the remains on the interpretation panel. In early 1914, the last tenant of the cottage was asked to leave and the cottage was boarded up. It's probable that no one lived there after this date, and it was demolished in 1926. Today, it's hard to imagine the grounds that made up Cayley Deer Park. There are still deer to be found on the Shevin, but these are native wild roe deer roaming free, not part of any deer park.
Now continue straight along the path for 100 metres, looking out for a Roman chariot on your left.